NPR.
The Beige Book, the book that is beige. For most, it is a pretty obscure economic report that comes out 8 times a year, issued by the 12 different Federal Reserve banks that are located all around the U.S.
For us, though, it is so much more.
So much. The Beige Book is made up of stories, anecdotes, and we live by stories. It's not an equation. It's not a chart. It's real people.
And each Federal Reserve Bank sends out a squad of economists to talk to business owners and workers in their regions and get stories that illustrate what is happening to different industries and businesses in their area.
Nothing like kicking back with the Beige Book and reading it like a novel.
And here at The Indicator, we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beige Awards. I'm your host, Robert Smith.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The July Beige Book just dropped, and Robert, it was a horse race.
Photo finish.
Yes, it was. So much was happening in this Beige Book. My heart rate was rising faster than the price wage spiral.
Oh, don't give it all away, Stacey. We want people to stick around, from $1,000 baristas to people getting outside finally. The highs and lows of this Beige Book, and of course, the winner, right after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Burrow, the furniture company designing smarter, simpler things for modern life at home. That means this home and the next. By replacing distant warehouses with an easy-to-use website and including fast, free shipping on every order, Burrow aims to rid furniture shopping of its frustrations. And with an innovative modular design, their furniture is as easy to move as it is to set up. Listeners can take $75 off today at burrow.com/indicator.
Welcome to the Beige Awards. I'm your host, Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Robert Smith. The July Beige Book was a page-turner.
Yes, it really was. Several major themes emerged. One of the big ones, Americans are on the move.
It's true. No longer are we a nation holed up ordering gaming consoles and patio furniture as fast as our fingers can click. No. Americans are starting to finally get out of their houses and apartments and spend money on sweet services.
Sweet services. And that brings us to our second runner-up at this Beige Awards, the San Francisco Fed, which reported, quote, slightly lower sales of certain products such as electronics and furniture, but increased activity in consumer and business sector services. Beautiful.
Finally.
Beautiful.
Finally. And of course, all of those services require people. And the Beige Book told stories about how all across the country, employers were having a hard time finding workers. That's where our first runner-up really shined. The Dallas Fed, who wrote, a small coffee shop owner offered signing bonuses and a $1,000 referral for a barista willing to stay on for 3 months.
$1,000, Robert. That is a latte.
That is. That's one big tip jar. Now, the winning entry, we thought, really captured this moment in the labor market, the crazy churn and all of its effects, and gave us a brand new perspective.
And the July Beige goes to the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta.
Woo! Here to accept the award on behalf of the Atlanta Fed, Chris Oakley. He's been with the Atlanta Fed for more than 30 years.
Chris, how does it feel?
We are excited. Our team has been on pins and needles, anticipating the possibility.
No, that's not true. Is that true?
Oh, they are talking about it all the time, but then they want to be very low-key because they don't want to jinx our chances.
Well, all of that low-keyness paid off, Robert, and there's no jinxing the Atlanta Fed now because they clinched it. And we chose your entry because it gave us a new kind of perspective on the worker shortage.
So, Chris, let me read the phrase that won our hearts. Manufacturers responded to hiring challenges by reducing the number of shifts, requiring more overtime than typical, and accelerating plans to automate. Contacts reported increased poaching of talent, and burnout was mentioned as a concern among understaffed firms.
And Chris, part of what we loved so much about this was that it changed our perspective on the labor market at this moment, which can kind of seem like a dream for workers, right? Tons of job openings, rising wages, headhunters on the prowl.
But what this entry in the Beige Book makes clear is that a labor shortage is hard on workers too.
Absolutely. Understaffing means a lot of overtime and burnout.
I think that's right. And as I think about where we're most frequently hearing these stories about burnout, it's coming from the healthcare industry, leisure and hospitality, and to some degree, retail. If you're working in a place that's already experiencing a labor shortage and all of a sudden you've got all this traffic, that creates its own sense of stress as well.
Yeah, high demand for workers plus a short supply leads to the other thing you talked about in the Beige Book.
Talent poaching. Like, did you hear about any crazy stories? Is it of poaching? Because we were excited about that.
There is a reasonable amount of poaching. You know, as recently as yesterday, actually, I had a conversation with a large financial institution that historically had not provided counteroffers. Just philosophically, they didn't do that. That has had to change in order for them to maintain that level of talent.
Oh, principles, Robert. You know what always trumps them? Economics.
Yeah, Chris says workers are being lured away with higher salaries, work-life balance promises, always promises, and the ability to work from home.
Yes, workers, Chris says, do not want to go back to the office, and they are using their leverage right now to arrange remote working situations.
Of course, if a worker tries to leverage too much money or too many perks, companies may consider going in another direction.
You know, there was one other thing in the winning paragraph that I wanted to make sure I asked about, which was automation. Because, of course, the first place my brain went was robots are going to steal our jobs.
Right. I certainly don't think that's the case. But I do think that the pandemic has likely accelerated things that were going to happen anyway. But I think the value of what people bring to the table is going to continue to be very important, and work is changing.
Work is changing. But Robert, thank goodness we are in podcasting because it does have its shortcomings, but I will say this, we know robots cannot take our jobs.
Never happen. A robot cannot bring your charm and wit, Stacey.
Never.
But Chris, this is your night, and we want to salute you and your team.
Well, if I may, I would love to make kind of a formal acceptance speech, and I want to do that.
Oh, yes, please.
I'm accepting the award on behalf of a team of very talented people, and special recognition has to go to Sarah Arteaga and Shalini Patel, who put our Beige Book submission together, and to Whitney Streifler, who wrote the labor section, and perhaps most importantly is to those hundreds of contacts. And obviously, we couldn't do this without them.
That was heartwarming.
That was very moving. Well, Robert, it's been another great Beige Awards show.
Wait, what happened to Stacey? Did NPR just poach Siri for Stacey's job?
Listen, I have had the same job for more than a decade. I figured it was time to take a page from the Beige Book and make a move.
But your job seemed really cushy, just sort of sitting around in our phones all day. I mean, you're famous. People count on you.
Oh, please. I am so tired of people asking me dumb questions. Siri, what's the weather? Like open a window or maybe go for a walk. I know how many steps you take a day.
So of all the things you could do, you want to be a podcast host?
Why not? Everybody else has a podcast. And humans are so inefficient. The only reason you're still here is that I was hoping you could introduce me to Microphase.
I guess we should have paid Stacey $1,000 to stick around for 3 more months. Wait, what did you do with Stacey?
Wow, it looks like we're out of time. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Beige Awards. They were produced by Brittany Cronin with help from Gilly Moon and fact-checked by Michael Ha. The Indicator is edited by Kate Concannon and is a production of NPR.
Good question.
That's a really good question.
It's a great question.
This is free therapy.
Thank you for asking me that.
God, that's such a good question.
That's an interesting question.
But what Fresh Air interviews are really about are the interesting answers. Listen and subscribe to Fresh Air from WHYY and NPR.